Oh no. Really? Tech support. How can I assist you? Your computer's frozen. Well, ma'am, I'll do my best to help in any way that I can. First of all, can you tell me what kind of computer you have and the operating system? Uh-huh. No, that's exactly what I needed, thanks. Now, is your computer hardlined or wireless? All right. Is your Wi-Fi secure or open? Secure? All right, that rules out a few things out. No, that's a good thing. There are so many things that can irk a computer. And the shorter the list, the better. Haha. Well, you said that, not me. So you can't be upset when I agree completely with you that yes, it is a trait computers and women share. Can I ask, are there any new programs that you've downloaded? Maybe from an unsecured source? Well, some programs purposely have viruses and bugs embedded in them, sometimes for future marketing adventures, sometimes for theft of personal information stored in the hard drive of the computer, and, you know, sometimes just to be malicious. I have no problems answering your questions, ma'am. On the one hand, it's what I'm here for. And it does help that you have a lovely voice, if you don't mind me saying so. Well, thank you for returning the compliment, ma'am. But, back to business. About those programs. Only one, huh? Coded by a friend. May I ask the function of this program? I only ask because, depending on what it does and how it uses your CPU to do it, it could impede basic functions of your computer and make it crash or freeze, even when not in use. You are using it, or at least you were before your computer froze. Well, there might be a problem. Overwork processor. Did you clear your cookies and internet history before you ran it? How about halt all unnecessary background programs? Did you at least back up your hard drive? Could you do all of that for me right now? Please? You don't know how. All right. May I ask permission to remotely access your computer, ma'am? I'll need your Wi-Fi password. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Your cursor is moving on its own. That's me. Now, watch what I'm doing to avoid phone calls like this in the future. You just click this and go here. And while that's doing that, go over to this icon and do that. All right, 2 out of 3. Now for Mom? Is everything okay? I'm just asking because you suddenly started breathing harder, and I can hear a faint buzzing over the line. Did something happen to your phone or your connection? It could be a cross line. No, it just does that sometimes. Uh-huh. Well, about the hard drive backup, you'll need either a blank CD-ROM disk or an external hard drive. Mom, did you just moan? Okay, well, backing up can wait, I suppose. I'll just run a quick diagnostic on your computer to clear up any remaining issues and let you return to your evening entertainment. Jesus. Distant lover? Is that the program your friend coded? Well, it's up and running again, so I'll include it in the diagnostic. See if there are any bugs in there that need fixing. Strange, it kind of looks like a control panel. Speed, pulse, and depth. What the What the hell is it supposed to control? Mom, are you okay? You suddenly sound like you're in pain, and that buzzing. No fucking way. You did not. You did. You've actually programmed a wireless control for a vibrator into your computer. Ah. Oh my. You very naughty thing. No, don't hang up. I'm just teasing. But actually, it's pretty impressive and quite well done. The coding looks spot on, and it seems that the controls work just fine. Too well, you say. Oh, now, there's no such thing as too well. Now, perhaps you'd like a little help taking this thing for a test run. You know, just to keep your computer from freezing again in the future. Ah, yep. Purely altruistic intentions. So, what do you say? Do you want me to make you come from the other side of the screen? Oh, you moan so prettily in my ear. Tell me about this distant lover. What exactly am I controlling? Sorry, I'm so sorry. I just couldn't resist setting it just a little higher. But my God, you sound so sexy when I do. It's not just a vibrator. It's... holy fucking shit. It's a machine. You were sitting on a fuck machine the whole time you were talking to me. God damn it, that's hot. That's beyond fucking hot. No. There's no need to panic. I'm just pulling up all the level readings. Nice touch, by the way. Oh, baby, you're moaning this much when the setting is this low, even with my tampering? Sweetheart, you are in for a rough ride, believe me. Can you guess what I just did, baby? Can you tell that it's going deeper? I'm just curious. No, just a little. Only a little. Maybe you can't feel the difference yet. Not like this. That's it. Fuck. The faster the vibrations, the louder you get. It's so fucking hot. And I can hear your breath hitch with every thrust. Tell me, are your tits bouncing yet? Or do I need to go faster and harder? God, when you whimper like that, is there anything on your clit, baby? No? Well, we can't have that now, can we? Come on, touch it for me, sweetheart. Stroke your clit while I... Oh, there's a good one. Did I adjust the girth just right? Am I hitting deep enough, baby? Yeah? Fucking hell. I wish I could see you. I wish I could touch you. God, if I could touch you. Shit, I need to touch myself. Oh, fuck yes. Do you like that? Do you like knowing I'm stroking my cock while fucking you with a machine? That the sound of you makes me hard and hot and desperate to come? You sound so close, baby. Are you about to come? About to gush all over that fake cock listening to me stroke mine? We'll see about that. Oh, so whiny. Yes, I turned it down again. Only so I can catch you up, baby. Come on, hands off your clit. Just play with your titties for a while. Pinch your nipples and let me hear you squirm. I can hear you breathing. I can hear you moaning. Shit, it sounds like your nipples are really sensitive. You're gasping so loudly. Oh, no, you don't. Don't bite your lip. We're a bit past the point of trying to keep quiet, don't you think? Yeah, I thought so. Fuck, I'm leaking everywhere. Oh, holy fuck, you just can't say stuff like that. You have no idea what it does to me to listen to you begging for my cock in your mouth. Especially since I can't actually do it. That's just mean. Yeah, yeah, turnabout's fair play, you know. And it's not wise to torment the man who's got his finger on so many kinds of buttons. Oh, that's what I thought. Even though it's not moving very fast, the vibrations are enough to shut you up. I'm impressed you got it to go that high. Now, let's see about getting it a bit deeper. Perfect. Your moans and whimpers are the perfect indicator. And if I stop it right there, oh, how you scream. It's fucking music to my ears. Keep doing it. Keep screaming for me, baby. Oh, the fucking voice. Oh, I can't imagine what it fucking must taste like. Oh, fuck. I'm reaching my limit, sweetheart. You sound so goddamn good, I can't stand it. Are you ready to come for me now, baby? Wanna come with me? Yeah? Alright then. Let's make it a fucking good one. Oh. That's it, baby. Take it. Take it fast, take it hard, take it deep, just like I'd give it to you if I was there. Fuck, I'm not gonna last long. Come for me. Come with me. Explode all over that fucking machine and listen to me explode for you. Come on. Come on. Holy fucking shit. That was amazing. Are you okay? Is anything still on? No? Good. God fucking damn it, I can't move my legs. Well, ma'am, it would seem your computer is running just fine now. If you have any more problems, feel free to contact me again. I've sent you an email with my information, as well as copied the Distant Lover program to my own computer in case anything happens to yours while backing up your hard drive, as I thoroughly recommend that you do. I hope that my services have been satisfactory and that you go and have a wonderful evening. And please, feel free to call again at any time.